My grandfather, Reb Kohos Borak, Zecherno Levracha, was the Mashkich in Beis Yosef Nevardik in Borough Park. And he shared a house with his brother-in-law, my great-uncle, Reb Moshe Lipschitz, Zecherno Levracha. Now, and when I say shared a house, my grandfather, Reb Kohos, lived downstairs on 17th Avenue and 46th Street. And they had their own apartment upstairs, Reb Moshe Lipschitz and his wife. They were married to sisters, my Reb Kohos and his brother-in-law, Reb Moshe Lipschitz. Now, Reb Kohos was a Nevardiker, a real Nevardiker from Bialystok, that Rav Ram Yaffe made him the Mashkiach in Beis Yosef in Borough Park. And Reb Moshe Lipschitz was a real bona fide Ger Chassid. Now, it doesn't take, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that a real Nevardiker and a real Ger Chassid are, you know, a little bit different in certain things that they focus on. They're a real Litvisha and a real Ger Chassid. Now, Reb Moshe Lipschitz, since he didn't have any children, every single Shabbos Suda, they came down to the apartment downstairs of my grandparents, and they ate together the Shabbos Suda. So we, as grandchildren, every single Shabbos that we ever came, every Yom Tif, whatever it was, Reb Moshe Lipschitz and his Rebbetzin were always there at the Shabbos Suda. My grandfather sat on one end of the table, and Reb Moshe Lipschitz sat on the other end of the table. And I can just tell you that there had been Adam L'Chaveiroi between them, between Reb Kohos and Reb Moshe, the kavod that they gave each other. This one would say a word, my grandfather would say a word from his Rosh Hashiva, Bavram Yafin. Reb Moshe Lipschitz would say a word from the Sfasamis and the Chedush Yerim. And then by a Shabbos Suda, he would say Maisis for Moshe Lipschitz. And they mamish gave each other kavod and respect, which was itself a tremendous living example to all of us, to all the grandchildren, to see how you can be so different, but yet you treat each other with tremendous kavod and tremendous respect. But I want to share with you a very, very powerful, unbelievable story about my grandfather. And this is something that every person could apply in their daily life. And that is that one time, it was on a Motzei Shabbos, I had been there for Shabbos, and Reb Moshe Lipschitz came down and he had poured himself a hot drink. And it was in a teacup. And the dining room table was uncovered. Totally, like, you know, you don't really put down things on an uncovered table. And he took this hot thing and he put it down on the uncovered dining room table. And my grandfather got upset. I still don't know if it was an issue of kashrus or was it an issue of cleanliness, which he was makbid on both. I don't know. And he said something to him, it's not, you know, derech eretz to do that, whatever. Now, I want to tell you something. My grandfather, Reb Kohos, was a tremendous masmid. He didn't wait a minute. He didn't waste a minute. He was very, very careful about using his time for Asmodas HaTorah. A little bit later, like 20 minutes later after this happened, Reb Moshe had gone back upstairs. I hear my grandfather starting to go up the stairs. Now, I want to tell you something. My grandfather, unless it was some kind of Sheva Brachas, he never went upstairs to Reb Moshe's apartment. And these old Borough Park houses, this was 17th Avenue and 46th Street. It was around 40 steps. My grandfather was about 20 years older than Reb Moshe. And it was around 40 steps. It was a big thing going up all those steps. And unless a special occasion, he never went upstairs. I was like, really surprised to hear, going slowly up all the stairs. And what did he do when he got to the top of the stairs? I was listening. The door was open to that apartment upstairs. He spent an hour and a half of his time. Reb Moshe was a tremendous historian to those who knew him. He knew Mises and about things and about Chassidus. And my grandfather, who didn't waste a minute from his learning, he sat there for an hour and a half asking him, I wanted to know this thing about history and about this story and about that story. He sat there for an hour and a half, giving up his whole Motzei Shabbos learning to ask him stories about different things. And Reb Moshe was like so excited. He didn't have any children. My grandfather was such a covet, came upstairs to ask him questions about history, about different Zachin, about this shtetl and that shtetl and this rabbi. And he was so interested in... What I want to bring out from you from this story is, and this is very important, I've seen people say an insulting line to them and hurt someone's feelings. We're all human. We're all human beings, and it does happen. But, some people have the mistaken notion that they think they just say, I'm sorry, are you meichel me? I'm sure you're meichel me, right? And what should the person say? He should make himself like a fool and say, no, I'm not meichel you. They'll say, yeah, sure, of course. That didn't really bother me, of course. The stipler used to say, real mechila is buy the person a present. give something, show, to be mefayis his das, to make him feel better. Go show him that you truly, sincerely regret it. Go show him that you want to make him feel better. That's the way you get a real mechila, to get the person to be mechila you. My grandfather gave up his whole learning, Matzah Shabbos, an hour and a half. It was so foreign to him to waste a minute, I can't explain to you. He went up for an hour and a half and schmoozed with him about Rebbe Shemaises to be mefayis daite. Whether he ended up asking him for mechila for saying the line, I don't even know. I didn't listen to the whole hour and a half conversation. But that's irrelevant. The real way he got the mechila, the real way with Mephayez Daite to appease him, was to sit there and schmooze with him for an hour and a half and ask him all these questions, and he felt so good that my grandfather came into him, which he never did. That's the way you appease someone. May we all be zeicha to never hurt anyone's feelings, and if we do, we should be zeicha to appease them in the real way, to be able to get a real mechila.